you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think LeBron, this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live. Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, under whatever circumstances, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Got all kinds of fun and games and right-wing bullshittery for you. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I have a feeling like a few years from now, we're going to look back on this time and think, holy shit, we really had something special.
Oh, yeah.
This was truly
That's what
insane.
I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, right?
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid? You'd have...
I love the horns in the background.
Yeah. The lots going on in the world. We got a Gorsuch hearing, which is kind of boring and predictable.
I fucking forgot about that. That's the most important thing.
It's like blah blah blah. You know, he's not gonna. He comes across as a nice guy.
Yeah.
He makes Scalia look like Scalia's interpretation of the Constitution look like a jazz interpretation. This guy's supposed to be such a literalist.
He's more conservative than Scalia.
You know, he's right up there. So,
oh, God.
But of course, he's saying all the right things.
Right.
He may be lying. Probably is lying. No, the way things go. But he's saying all the right things. He's going to say, he's going to answer the question, will you ever go up against the president? Will you disagree with the president and not do what the president wants if it's the right thing to do? No. I'm gonna hand my starfish right over to the president and fuck the Constitution, whatever the president wants. Of course they're not gonna answer.
Yeah, but you know what's different on this time around? You do kind of want to hear somebody answer that question truthfully because,
with
Schittler, who the fuck knows what kind of shenanigans are going on?
I mean, this guy is from his previous decisions, seems to be never found a corporation he didn't want to elevate above people.
Ooh, yes.
It seems like he's vehemently pro-life. He was on that list.
Ugh.
Schittler said he's not putting anybody up for the Supreme Court that doesn't want to overturn Roe v. Wade.
I like fetuses better than people. Fuck you.
And they asked him about it today, and he's like, you know, it's... precedent already, and Dianne Feinstein said it's been reinforced since then many times in many, many court decisions that Roe v. Wade was upheld and reinforced. And Gorsuch said a lot of times, and she said hundreds.
You know, the abortion thing, to me, it's like two things, right? It's first issue, it's a woman's right to have dominion over her own fucking body, right? That to me is the one thing, you know, it's your own body. You should be able to do what the fuck you want with it. And the other thing is,
right, like
is that a life inside you?
Satanic temple.
God. It's so frustrating.
It says your body is yours.
Yeah, how crazy is that? How revolutionary?
I saw another thread of arguments, though, and, you know, the first thing they say is, well, but it's got different DNA. It's a different being. That ain't your body, but even though it's inside your body.
That idiot, whoever's saying that wouldn't know DNA. They don't know from DNA.
Well, and assuredly has a dick.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They have a big, thick cock.
Aside from, well, I don't know about that, but something pretending they identify as male.
Who knows?
Let's put it that way. Might have to lift up a few layers of gunt fat to try to find some little pokey thing out of a little bird's nest.
It's a nubbin.
We can see what's going on. I know it's probably the same headlines as it was before, but let's check the headlines.
Yes.
And that's the Rogbutt news. There we go. Oh, that
isn't
didn't work.
Gorsuch like incredibly? Isn't he against like voting rights and shit like that?
He's a jerk off poster for the hard right. I mean, he was on that
GOP, right?
And some of the Democrats said, well, you know, first of all, the Democrats are expressing their righteous indignation that he's even fucking sitting there. They understand that it's not his fault, but technically he shouldn't even be fucking sitting there. Merrick Garland should be on the Supreme Court.
Yes.
But the Republicans, Mitch McConnell stole a seat from Barack Obama.
Who God, that's insane.
Should have been able to fill that seat.
Has that ever happened before?
I wonder. No, not that long.
It's fucked up.
Basically, they said, well, you know, you only get 7 years.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Right. Your last year doesn't count.
Of course. Let's see what happens in a Republican presidency if something happens in that last year. Of course, it would be just the opposite. Oh, my God. I can't believe they don't want to fill the Supreme Court. They're so un-American.
Well, you see what they're doing already. They're like, oh, you're going to be an obstructionist? Mm-hmm. You're going to shut down the government? You might do a filibuster? Like, fuck.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, March 21st, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
Happy fucking spring, everybody. Easier headlines. It is.
Oh, shit.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
HuffPo.
Fuck you, boy.
The slowly loading headline.
Shut those typewriters off.
Speak,
God damn it.
Speak amongst yourselves. Oh, I saw this one. This is pretty fucking heinous. We had talked about this before.
Yes.
A wee little bit. As it was working its way through different committees in the sovereign, wonderful, beautiful state.
Don't
Texas.
Mess with Texas.
God, fuck you, George.
This Jesus. Is the law that we were talking about, speaking of abortion and stuff, that was going to allow them, allow doctors.
Yes.
To not tell pregnant women if there's problems with their baby that might cause them to want to have an abortion. So a doctor can see some 17-headed hydra rolling around inside her womb that will not be born alive and or not live very long or whatever.
Right.
And says, well, you know, I don't believe in abortion under any circumstances, so I'm not gonna tell her.
That is so fucking crazy.
And the fucking Christo Mullahs of Texas, the Taliban of Texas, led by that that shitbag of a
Abbott
assistant governor. No, the lieutenant governor.
Oh,
well,
fuck.
Abbott also. But that lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick.
He's a dickhead.
Heinous, right-wing. Former right-wing hate radio, go to crabdiving.com, he's a nut, a nut job, and he's
absolutely.
The one who, for some reason, feels that this is a number one on their agenda.
Yeah. And by the way, not to be confused with the sports broadcaster, Dan Patrick, That guy's been around for years, calling baseball and football, et cetera, et cetera.
Probably not, not happy.
Not that guy.
Yeah, he's probably not happy about this jerk off in Texas.
Oh, no.
So the Texas Senate has passed the bill.
Fuck you.
Allowing OBs to keep info from pregnant women.
Isn't like the ACLU coming to the rescue?
I'm assuming once,
someone.
Once this passes.
God.
If Abbott signs it and it becomes a law, I'm assuming it'll be a microsecond before.
Why do I go to the doctor?
The lawsuits.
Then? I mean, why do you go to the doctor if the government tells your doctor, hey, I'm going to scan you, but I don't have to tell you what's in there? Do you still charge me for the fucking scan?
Can't you sue them if you walk in and there's a giant watermelon-sized tumor on your nut? And they take an x-ray and say, oh, you're fine.
It's a fetus.
I mean, that kind of thing you can sue a doctor for. And don't they take an oath and shit?
Yeah. What about the Hippocratic fucking oath?
Well, I guess it's not to Jesus. it's to some fake hypocrite.
I mean, why do I... So I'm pregnant. I live in Texas. Why do I go get any prenatal care?
You're not even showing.
Yeah. But why do I get any prenatal care if I can't be sure that my doctor's not going to say, hey, your baby has a horn. Maybe we should do something about
it. Well, right.
Or whatever.
Or it's dead.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just not going to survive and they don't have to tell you.
God, what is the point of having science and technology and medicine if we're not going to be able to use it?
Senate Bill 25 will now go to the Texas House. Prevents parents from suing their medical provider if their baby is born with disabilities, even if the doctor discovered the condition during routine prenatal testing and failed to inform the parents.
I mean, what the fuck?
This is like a cartoon. It's not even within the realm of sanity, this shit that they're coming up
with. You can't sue. This is like saying, I don't even know what this is like. If I went to McDonald's and I ordered fries and then somebody came out and stabbed me in the face, I can't sue them. I mean, this is bananas. They're saying if you do an exam, a routine exam of the mother, and something's wrong with the baby, but then the doctor has to make a judgment call, right? If I tell the parents this kid has something fucked up,
they might want to vacuum it out of there.
But that's a judgment call on the doctor.
It should not be.
If you don't,
it's the woman's and the parents' decision. That's one of those constitutional guarantees with Roe versus Wade.
But this is great, because if the doctor feels like you wouldn't abort the baby, the doctor can then be honest with you.
Remember, it was Missouri and a couple other places. They tried to pass that law that said forcing a doctor giving an abortion to tell the woman that she's going to have cancer later on.
Oh,
which has been disproven. And all the medical associations poo-poo it, except for one, which we discovered has a really cool name,
right?
Like American Surgeons United or something like that. And it turns out it's right-wing nutjob Bible-banging surgeons who have put together their own little accreditation. And when they slap that on it, dummies read it and say, look, that medical association says gives cancer.
Boo. So wait a second. What if you're a doctor and you say, listen, your kid's got a horn, a flipper, who the fuck knows what? It's got x-ray vision. It's an X-Man. I don't know why you'd abort it if you're going to have a child, but really. And then you actually go and you decide to have the pregnancy terminated.
Yes.
Does that doctor get dinged for some reason? Because he made the bad judgment call, you know? It's fucked up.
Again, out of the realm of any sane thinking one could imagine.
Texas is so fucked up. And then they still have the rule where if you have an abortion, you have to get it buried or something.
No, that's on hold.
Oh, okay. Not sure.
Yeah, they sued the fuck out of that one, and that was put instantly on hold also.
What a fucked up place Texas is. They're burying fetuses, and the doctors have a legal reason to not tell you the truth.
The Heather Busby, executive director at NARAL, pro-choice Texas,
fuck
that poor woman.
Oh, God.
she said that this is just another thinly veiled, I don't even think this is thinly veiled, attempt to prevent Texans from accessing their constitutional right to abortion. It ain't thinly veiled. This is pretty blatant.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really fucking bizarre. I don't even understand what kind of judgment call you're supposed to make if you're a doctor. Oh, these people will probably have an abortion. They're wearing, I don't know, on the back of their car, there's a Grateful Dead sticker. And what kind of clues does this doctor use to see if you're in? Do they go on social media and see if you post like pro-choice shit on your Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know.
God damn.
It's forcing the doctor's religious beliefs upon the patients.
Yeah.
If the doctor decides no abortion for you.
Well, you know, I just thought of something. Is there like a database of like atheist doctors you could go to where you can,
well, I would assume
certain...
it wouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
Well,
I
don't know.
Right.
In some place like Texas, I mean,
there are people who think the doctors should be able to not treat gay people because they're icky.
Yeah. Okay. God damn.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's the case, then I want doctors that won't treat Christians.
Could you imagine? That's insane. I don't know.
SB25 was not the only abortion bill.
Oh, geez.
That quickly got lubed through the Texas Senate this week.
What else are they doing in Texas? I mean, don't they have other shit to take care of?
On Monday,
yes,
in front of a gallery that included activists dressed in costumes from The Handmaid's Tale, the legislators, The Handmaid's Tale is at once that dystopian future where right-wing religious lunatics take over the United States.
Oh, okay, so they're protesting.
Women are put back into floor. You know, look at the Phelps. Those people, or the hardcore Mormons that wear the dresses that go down to the ground.
It's also fucked up.
And women are basically relegated to just being baby factories.
Oh yeah, because a couple of rocks set some shit into a hat.
Well, not in The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I was fucking it up, getting it mixed up with Mormons.
It was just in the dressing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But they passed in Texas Senate Bill 415, effectively banning dilation and evacuation, which is a safe and common procedure used in many second trimester abortions, except when a woman faces a health emergency. So they're inexplicably...
We have banned dilation.
They're banning a certain way to have a second trimester abortion. We're not banning second trimester abortions.
God.
We're just going to ban every way to do it.
Damn, Texas, you're all up in everybody's pussy. I mean, really?
And then finding,
breaking
their neck to find a way to keep black people from voting.
Yeah.
And brown people.
Yeah. You know, imagine if they weren't concerned with all that bullshit. Imagine what they could do for that fucking state.
Right.
They're all fucking hungry. They also have, don't they have one of those dick checking bills going through their legislature?
Oh, sure.
Too?
Yeah. That also is a Dan Patrick joint.
I'm going to check your dick and I'm going to check out your baby. And if the baby's fucked up, I'm not going to tell you.
Once that fucker's born, though, don't expect any help from, expect any disability or any government assistant to help with your little monster of a baby. I don't mean monster that way. I mean, just monster. Yeah,
listen,
I didn't mean that.
Man,
way.
If you have a baby that comes out, I don't know how it's looking like E.T.
I think all babies are monsters.
Or something. Oh,
yes. FYI.
Yeah. Well, I think all people on this planet are fucking monsters to some degree. But God damn it. I mean, so like you're having this baby. You have your checkups. You don't hear any weirdness from the doc or whatever. And the baby comes out. And it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it has a hoof. I don't know. A curly tail. But nobody fucking told me. Now, I don't necessarily want to get the baby. I don't want to, you know, I didn't want an abortion. But I want to know that the kid's fucked up. Because maybe I have to do something different.
Well, exactly. Maybe you need special care. Maybe something like that. And you're born with a child's born with disabilities. And the doctor just didn't fucking tell you because he was worried you'd abort it.
God, that is such bullshit. Who the fuck? Who do you sell that bill to?
Gosh. The Crystal Loons.
There must be some lunatics in fucking Texas, man. That shit would never fly in California.
Those are your single issue voters, right? I mean, that's abortion. One of the few that I wish they'd be single issue about global warming
or voting rights, or,
you know, but no, they're single issue about making sure that a woman can't have dominion over her own vajayjay and womb.
You know, I could these single issue voters, they're very frustrating, but you know, I could understand if you were just, oops, if you just voted purely based on the environment. I would understand that if your only issue that you cared about was global warming, I would kind of get that because that's threatening our existence.
Yeah.
But like, God, I don't know what to think about this Texas shit, man. This is bizarre.
Speaking of bizarre,
I mean, can you imagine somebody looks in your body and they don't tell you what's going on?
Well, right. Your doctor just doesn't feel like telling you the truth.
What do you think? I went in to have a scan because it's fun. Woohoo. God damn.
This is in Texas. There's a video making the rounds on the social medias.
Hello.
A guy named Woody Fields. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
In Houston.
What was your name in that soap you did with the vampires? You were Woody Brown. You were the, weren't you in charge of the skating rink or something? You rented skates.
Oh my God, on Passions?
Yeah, the soap about vampires, right?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember my character's name.
Yeah, we made fun of your character's name for like a year.
It was Woody something.
Remember that?
It was Woody something. It was the skate shop manager.
You were downtown Woody Brown, some shit like that. Whatever.
The Woody Fields in Houston, this video uploaded shows Woody and two of his friends casually riding their horses through a Houston Walmart.
God. Through Walmart? Just fucking...
Through Walmart.
Okay. Well, Walmart's big, you know. A super Walmart or a normal Walmart?
The video is titled Walmart on a Horse Grocery Shopping, so it's a super Walmart with all the groceries, right?
Oh, yes. You can get everything there.
The video shows customers stepping back in disbelief. A few of the patrons actually look scared.
Good God.
This guy says he was a little scared too because of the wax floor. This is a new experience for my horse. I didn't want her to fall or leave a mess.
Well, yeah, dude. What if that horse took a big shit in sporting goods or something?
The three men made their way around a good portion of the store. After a couple minutes, went back out the front being chased by security. They did not have permission. He said, I just wanted to make people smile.
Well, I mean, dude, back in the day, you used to ride your horse everywhere. You wouldn't necessarily get off it to go in the store. You just, waltz in there and...
But you're going to ride your horse down the highly waxed floors of the tampon aisle at fucking Walmart?
No. This is bananas. Jeez.
I just want to make people smile.
I'm insane as fuck.
Holy shit.
I mean, I don't know. I bet it's funny to see that horse... navigate through Walmart on some level. He had to take a shit while he was in there.
I feel bad,
right?
About those horses. God. Well, he said he was worried. I don't think
it
did.
Is it bad on the floor for their feet?
Who cares about the floor? I'm worried about the horse falling on that slippery wax tiled floors.
Oh, shit.
Fucking asshole.
Right.
I just want to make people smile.
When animals get hit.
I guess that could be animals get pissed,
hell yeah,
although they weren't.
Man.
I hope those horses were pissed.
That sucks. You're right. That's dangerous.
There's another story out there that you're going to like.
Oh, shit.
A pet.
Okay. Snake. This is a snake story. God damn it. These people, they're fucking snakes.
In Germany.
Nine.
Monty.
Yes.
The python.
Oh, yes. The fucking course. Oh, by the way, they're native to Germany. Did you know that?
Monty the python, originally named.
Monty. Hello.
Has been put to work.
Fucking snake.
For, God, it looks like a bunch of years now. 13 years.
Doing what?
For the past 13 years.
Yes.
You can get from the Haar Mode Team Salon in Dresden. It's a massage place.
Oh, God. This fucking python.
You can get a neck massage from the python.
Oh, shit, man.
To me, sounds like a prehistoric creature.
Yes.
It wants to choke you to death.
You know what this would
and
be
they
like?
Stop it from that.
Right.
From completely killing you.
You know, this would be the self-massager. Like you would see on the Flintstones, you know, they like use a.
Oh,
snake,
yeah, absolutely. You know?
God, this is some hipster bullshit. This is somebody, they want to get a back rub from a python and somebody takes a picture.
13 years.
With you while you fucking choke to death or suffocate. It's been doing it for 13 years.
Yeah.
Now, the snake is a reptile or an amphibian, which is
a reptile.
So, I mean, does a snake know it's like massaging people, or does it have any connection to what the fuck it's doing?
No.
Does a snake have fucking emotions?
I don't. I would think less than most.
Yeah. Then why do so many people, though? Why do they want snakes as pets? I mean, do they think they're getting, you know, because, you know, Kate, little Jack Russell Terrier that's here at the studio.
Yes.
I mean, you can have a relationship with Kate. You can pet her. She talks. She barks.
She's got a personality.
All kinds
yeah.
of shit. I've never really seen a snake with a personality.
I mean, an owner might.
I've never seen a snake
dispute
owner.
Dispute that. I don't know, but.
Well, I've never seen a snake owner with a personality either.
Nice.
I mean, honestly, I mean, think about the type of flawed person. And if you own a snake, I'm sorry, but this is some hard truths for you. If you own a snake. And that's your pet. That's the kind of pet where you're like, oh, look at me with my interesting fucking pet.
Right.
It's all about you. Meanwhile, you got some deadly fucking animal as your pet that could get out.
And then if you don't know shit about it and starts getting too big and you're like, well, God. I'm just going to take it out to the Everglades and let that fucker go.
Oh, sure.
Next thing you know, it's swallowing a fourth grader out there
yes.
camping. We have news today out of Ohio.
This just in
regards to animals who hopefully will no longer get pissed about being sexy timed up by people in Ohio, because for some reason it just now is no longer legal to fuck an animal in Ohio. The law banning bestiality takes effect today.
Oh, shit. We should play our song.
I mean,
the bestiality. That's
just yeah. Let me find it. It was legal before.
That means, I don't know.
Did people run out yesterday, like Trump said, with the Muslim ban? Did people run out, and it was just a tsunami of goat fucking yesterday in Ohio?
Do we have the worst laws on the planet?
How is that even? How is it not the law? I mean, how is it
not
the law?
Our first story today was about how if you're in Texas, you can go to a doctor and they might not tell you if there's something wrong with your fucking pregnancy because there might be a chance you might want to abort your child. And now you're telling me somebody wrote a law that I can't fuck a horse.
Correct.
In Ohio.
The new law was passed in December. It prohibits a person from engaging in sexual conduct with an animal.
Sexual conduct.
And related acts, whatever that means.
And related acts.
No dinner in a movie.
It's either sexual acts with an animal or not sexual acts with an animal. Where's the fucking gray area?
I don't think there's a lot of gray area. What about a finger? provides for the seizure and impoundment of the animal subject to the victim.
Keep your finger out of that fucking animal, Ohio.
Authorizes sentencing court to require an offender to undergo psychological evaluation.
I
approve that one.
For what? So they can go back in society and function, but then they want to fuck a tiger?
Well, maybe they've been de-tiger fucked.
Okay.
That's the whole point of the counseling and stuff
right.
Or at least tell them it's not nice.
You have been de-tiger fucked?
The
tiger's like, come rape me, motherfucker.
Good God, Florida. I just saw another headline. Check out what cops found in driver's buttocks. In in St. Lucie County.
Oh, shit.
A man found with a bag of marijuana sticking out of his buttocks was arrested.
Oh, jeez.
After investigators say he tossed other weed out of his car.
God.
So he was jettisoning it all. He tried to hide some possibly in his ass.
Hey, Rick Scott in the state of Florida, look what you're making people do with their fucking marijuana. You're making them throw it out the window or shove it
up. He tried swallowing it as they pulled him over. So he was shoving it in his ass and his mouth and out the window.
Like,
how ridiculous. The poor man.
What do you think the drug laws are like? How much weed before you go to jail in Florida?
I don't know.
I mean, most places are joint.
Most places, even the crazy places, have kind of decriminalized tiny amounts. But I don't know about Florida. I don't know what the weed laws are there.
Shit. I mean, God, that's crazy. Guy's got to shove marijuana up his asshole.
I guess.
Jesus. Unsuccessfully. God, that must have been a horrible scene. Could you imagine?
I want to get to the big stories here too, but there's just another story that I want to get to a little bit later. About a festival.
Oh, shit.
It's just spectacular.
Oh, I want to know about this. Is this in Japan? They always have weird shit over
there. No, sadly, it's not.
Oh, shit.
It's in West Virginia.
Oh, God.
So there's a little tease, everybody. Hey. Stick around for the second hour. We'll talk about a fun festival in West Virginia.
Well, in West Virginia, it's legal to fucking animals, so...
It's almost heaven.
Well, yeah. If I want to fuck a horse on the state line,
I know it's from a song. Just for
John
those who don't,
song.
I wasn't saying fucking an animal was almost heaven. I was saying that it's from a John Denver song.
You got a weird interpretation of the Bible.
Not everybody knows that song, so I'm thinking.
But if you're gonna fuck a horse in West Virginia and you would do it on the state line, does the horse need to be on that Ohio side or the West Virginia side for you to keep it legal?
It depends.
It depends.
It's legal to fuck it, but not have it suck your dick.
Oh, right. Or any other.
You got to cross the state line.
Or any other sexual conduct.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if West Virginia even has an anti-bestiality law.
No, please. There's nothing to do there.
Come on.
Okay, I can't fuck a cow today. So what am I going to do? Go play laser tag somewhere?
That's one of those where I'm baffled that it's not already.
There might have been something going on in Ohio where they needed to sort of highlight that law a little bit. Maybe there was some bestiality popping off there, and, you know.
Bestiality, it's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle or a chimpanzee. Yeah, bestiality.
That's a good song. I mean, listen. If anybody's interested in, my brother's composing skills, he's a drummer as well, please contact us at crabdiving, info@crabdiving. We'll give you the particulars.
The particulars.
Yeah. Does he perform that live? Do you know if Jason performs Bestiality live?
I do not know if there's a live.
The song.
The song. Yeah. He's, for some reason, he's moving out of Ohio.
Right. It ain't what it used to be. God damn it. They went and done ruined my state.
Yesterday was the Comey hearing. Unless something's happened really recently, by the way, tweet us during the show if you like, at crab diving, one word, crabdiving, or toss us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Lots of activity on that Facebook page and Twitter.
Yesterday was that Comey hearing. I'm not sure that Mr. Trump,
yes,
in the White House has even, this is very strange. I don't think he's like, he could take into the Twitter. I'm just checking right now.
Yes,
because I didn't check his Twitter stream yet. Ooh. Today. But I think he didn't even mention fuck all yesterday. You know, he went nuts yesterday. Obviously, someone who's not guilty would tweet,
right?
James Clapper and others stated there's no evidence POTUS colluded with Russia. This story is fake news and everyone knows it. Which is a lie, by the way, because James Clapper said, I was presented with no evidence.
Yes.
It doesn't mean there isn't evidence and he wasn't briefed according to Comey, on what they were doing. So he wouldn't know.
That makes perfect sense to me. I mean, it's insane.
The Democrats made up and pushed the Russian story as an excuse for running a terrible campaign.
Oh, God.
Big advantage in Electoral College and lost.
So wait a second. This whole Putin involvement in the election was all bullshit.
It was made up by the Democrats.
The Democrats. The cover-up are embarrassing fucking
loss. That one
loss.
Was really sad, yeah.
And the generals.
Now, this is all before the hearing. This is him losing his mind in the morning, worried as fuck about what Comey was going to say.
It's like 3 a.m., though, right?
They said the real story that Congress, the FBI, and all others should be looking into is the leaking of classified information. Must find leaker now. That's the one a couple of the more craven Republicans on the panel yesterday were more upset about the fact that the information that Flynn has a Russian balls deep inside of him.
Nicked.
Was leaked out. Not fact that
gross.
The National Security Advisor had a Russian balls deep inside of him. The fact that information got out is, it's a national security.
If you've got Russian balls deep inside of you.
Unless you want that.
Explain yourself. I mean, you don't have to explain yourself. Right? That's legal.
Then he said, what about all the contact with the Clinton campaign and the Russians? Also, is it true that the DNC would not let the FBI in to look? I don't believe that is true,
I don't
by the
know.
Way.
Trump.
God. Then he congratulated Uday or Kusei.
Oh, God.
Congratulations, Eric and Lara. Very proud and happy, the two of you. Apparently, there's going to be a new Trump spawn.
Oh, they're going to have a baby?
Yeah.
There's more of these kids?
Sure.
God damn it.
More talented business minds, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. Like Ivanka.
Who's moving into the White House now. Did you see that?
You know,
she got an office.
And she's going to get security clearance, but she doesn't have a fucking job, really.
And she's not going to take a salary.
Oh, yeah.
Then he had his rally in Kentucky. There's a few pictures. Thank you, Louisville, Kentucky. On my way. Hashtag MAGA. Thank you, Louisville, Kentucky. Together we'll make America safe. Safe. Yes, that's the first one.
Safe.
Yeah.
Because we live in a fucking hellscape.
Don't worry, Louisville, Kentucky, all you white people. We're going to go get those brown ones.
Louisville, Kentucky? Oh, come on.
That's where he was.
Oh, it's so dangerous there in Louisville. Oh, it really is. Good God. It's America, dickhead. We don't live in fucking Pakistan. You know, I mean, we don't.
Ugh.
He's like, it's like the same people that, I don't know, they get into karate and self-defense and shit.
So, yeah, he, nothing from about yesterday's after that was all pre Comey's testifying and nothing from the president in regards to that afterwards.
No.
Although I guess Spicy today was saying the same thing. Well, we'll see.
Right.
He said something like, we'll see how the week goes. Is there going to, are you guys going to present evidence?
Yes.
Where's the president's evidence of this?
He said he had evidence. I mean, we've been asking for it. And then, I mean, did these fucking asshole journalists, did they ruin Schittler's time at this goddamn rally?
He looked sad. It looked like Angry Don. It was kind of fun to watch because, you know, usually at those rallies, he's rock hard below and thrilled.
He can't handle it.
Because that's what he loves.
His sack's about to explode.
And he really did look angry, pissed off Don, even at the white people. I mean, the pro-Trump rally.
I tell you something, though. I thought the idea with these Trump rallies, it's like he goes on one whenever he gets upset or sad, and then he gets cheered up.
Well, they're planning them. This is an actual campaign event. Like, it's not a...
For 2020.
Yeah, yeah, they're raising money. And for 2018, I guess, for the Republicans.
Fucking God.
Crazy. So, yesterday's hearing, blockbuster revelations that, for one, Comey... Yes. The FBI is investigating the Trump campaign and ties to the Russians.
Okay.
Has been since last July, apparently, which was news to other members of the Intelligence Committee. They didn't know that.
Why didn't we know that?
That was classified. Well, it's classified.
Yeah, I know. But it would be nice to know in the voting booth if I'm pulling a lever for someone under investigation for some fucked up shit.
We knew about Hillary's emails, though, right? Oh, we knew about that investigation. Yes.
And the evil Clinton Foundation.
Which wasn't investigated.
Where's all the stories with that, by the way?
Well, they don't care anymore.
No, they don't give a fuck.
She lost, so they don't care.
Right.
So... all over the media were the reports of that. And also the second bombshell that Comey and the NSA dude sitting next to him, the admiral, and Comey had a message from Justice Department, from Jefferson Beauregard Sessions Department.
Right.
The third.
Sessions couldn't Skype in.
That said, in regards to the president's tweets about President Obama wiretapping Trump Tower. That's just, there's no evidence. 0.0. Like,
didn't happen.
It didn't happen. And Comey even said, basically, and we really looked.
Believe me, the thing about it is, if there was evidence about that, we would know it.
Mm-hmm.
The GOP would be like, oh my God, we were right about this black guy. He was a big crook. Illegal wiretapping. Oh my God, forget about it.
Well, being fair and unbiased over at Fox and Friends this morning.
Jesus Christ. Steve Doocy.
Doocy and Kill Me.
Ugh.
Please Kill Me.
Bleh.
And Ainsley Earhead.
Oh, yes.
That's not nice. Her name's Earhart, but, you know, it's not
whatever.
My fault. They're all Earheads. I have no doubt she's the smartest one on that panel,
Fox. This is not news. This is entertainment.
So Fox and Friends summarized Comey's testimony before the House Intelligence Committee in a tweet this morning. And it said, if you missed yesterday's congressional hearing with FBI Director James Comey, you didn't miss much.
What does that mean? Do they mean it was boring or did they mean Comey was not truthful?
Here's the clip they edited.
Jesus.
Together as a video highlight. Whoops.
Same answer. I'm not going to comment on it. Yeah, I can't answer that. Same answer. I'm not going to comment on that. Same answer. I don't know what to make of that. Not going to comment on that. Same answer, Mr. Swalwell. I'm trying to be helpful, but I'm not going to answer.
I understand.
Not going to comment on that. Same answer.
He can't. So, yes, over the course of how many fucking hours was asked so many questions... There were a lot of questions he couldn't answer because it's classified and it's an ongoing investigation that he can't talk about.
Right. And when everybody has heard these hearings over the years, where basically these politicians, they don't say anything. They say no comment. I plead the fifth, whatever. It's not that weird.
So according to Fox and Friends, you didn't miss much.
God.
Didn't miss anything.
Jesus, Steve Doocy, what would you do if you were Comey? Would you protect yourself? Would you be really fucking careful when you're talking to a congressional committee?
Well, what about the fact that he refuted Trump's claims of being wiretapped? What about the fact that there's confirmation that there's an investigation underway? Oh, no, you didn't miss anything. All he did was say, I can't answer that.
Like you said, there's a wait. What is it? A counter-espionage investigation?
Yeah.
So that means spy shit.
Right.
There's somebody in the White House maybe talking to Russia. We don't know.
I had to see Ted Cruz's face in a picture. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
God, he
it's an unbelievably
really has
complex
fucked up head, you know. His eyeballs, they really are close together and he looks like a fucking lizard. No offense.
So today, Schittler, they've only got, what's today, Tuesday. They've only got till Thursday. Thursday's the big vote.
Right.
On fuck you, go ahead and die care.
Okay.
That they're calling their new
Trump care
replacement for Obamacare.
Hurry up and die.
And it doesn't look like it's going all that well. I think they said if 22 Republicans decide they don't like it, that's it in the House. The Republicans in the Senate have already said, fuck it, it's dead. We're not, there's no way in hell we're passing this.
So it doesn't really matter what the House does.
But the House, they made some tweaks to it, I guess, Ooh. Overnight. I'm sure they made it worse. And yeah,
that's what the GOP means by yeah. tweaks. We tweaked it, meaning we made it shitty for you.
So they're trying to make some changes, try to get more people to vote for it, I guess. Ooh. And I heard this morning that it was they have, they think 18 against, and they need 22 to totally scuttle it in the House alone. Well, Trump today went over and met with House Republicans.
Yes. Well, that was nice.
To try to convince them.
Right.
But in typical Trumpian fashion, it kind of went like this. If you don't pass the bill, you're going to get kicked out of your seat in 2 years.
He's charming. That's him being charming.
He warned them. Yeah. Warned them that many of them will lose their seats in 2018 if they don't pass this bill right now.
Good God. And what job where your boss isn't a total tyrant? If you don't agree with me, you're out. You're fired.
He said, support it. But one of the representatives said that Trump's remarks contained nothing in detail except that politically it's the right thing to do.
So
he wouldn't take questions from
God
from the House members.
How is this working with anyone? What's the point of having a legislative body? I mean, I know it's not but isn't the purpose to put these bills through these processes, and then you come up with a really good bill as a result of the process? Of course, that really doesn't work that way in our country, mm-hmm. I would imagine, but.
They saw him in the hallway. Reporters asked Trump, yeah. Does he think, after the meeting, whether he has the votes? Trump said, I think so.
He was in the hallway. What the fuck was he doing? Just standing around looking at the wall?
Paul Ryan, apparently turgid.
Oh, yes.
The president just came here and knocked the ball out of the park, he said.
Ooh.
He knocked the cover off the ball.
Ooh. Oh, God, he's such a man. He's a big man.
He called the moment a rendezvous with destiny for Republicans. Let's yank health care from 20 million people. That's our rendezvous with destiny.
And that sounds like a byline for a trashy dime store romance novel. A rendezvous with destiny.
But they're saying now that House conservatives are not happy with the changes they were looking for and are still they're not sure there's enough votes. House Freedom Caucus
Bye.
Chairman Mark Meadows said currently there are not enough votes to pass the legislation after a raucous meeting they said last night.
No.
Raucous caucus meeting.
Oh, a raucous caucus.
How's that?
God! Okay, so the Republicans didn't do anything but say no while Obama was in office, and now they've got the House and they've got the Senate. And they got a GOP guy as president. They still can't do dick because they don't have any fucking ideas.
Trump, I guess, singled out Meadows in the meeting today and said, well, he'll get there, too.
What does that mean? He'll vote the way I'm saying to vote or else.
I guess.
God, that's nice.
But after the meeting, Meadows said he's still a no. He said, if this was about the president, I would have changed a long time ago. Conservative Republican Mo Brooks of Alabama said he wasn't impressed by Trump's election threat. I think if we do vote for this, we will lose the majority.
Oh, shit.
I think he's right.
Dang. Schittler, your days can be numbered. Little shithead, fat cat, white friends are leaving you, right? I mean...
And they're also worried that the final numbers or more numbers from the Congressional Budget Office will come out. They're going to issue a report on how the new changes would affect the bottom line and stuff.
Oh, the CBO. This is the shit.
Right.
They didn't want any. They didn't want anybody to look at the CBO report, right? About Trump care.
Oh, right. Don't pay attention to that.
Because it'll actually say how many people will be kicked off.
Yeah, and it'll show how that it raises the deficit by incredible amounts, and that's what these idiots have been running on for how many years? About no more debt, no more deficit.
Yeah, but watch them turn on it. They'll
Well, but that's
on
why
it.
They're
it
losing the Freedom
matter.
Caucus is because they're all like, no more deficit, no more deficit, and everything that's coming out shows that everything Trump related is just going to make the deficit explode.
Oh, really? You got to build a $24 billion wall between us and Mexico? I mean, shit, dude.
New estimates expected to come before Thursday's vote.
Fuck you. Jeez.
And they expect it to show, well, I mean, everyone's expecting it to show significantly less deficit reduction than the previous one, which means it's going to be much more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But that's worse. So it's going to be worse. So if it comes back worse,
yes,
in regards to deficit, then it's not going to be, they're not going to be happy.
You know, with Obama, you could sit there and you could look at what he was doing. You say, hey, he's got a plan for his presidency. He wants to do health care. He's interested in marriage equality, some, you know, shit with the housing market, all this other shit. It seemed like the guy had a fucking agenda. But I'm not convinced Trump even has that. Do you think the guy even knows what he wants his presidency to be?
No, he wants people to love him and worship him. And he wants to be on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. It's odd to me that he would think the path to Mount Rushmore would be, hey, the first legislation I'm going to introduce kicks you off health care, then makes your health care more expensive. It covers less people.
If he would have been a real populist like Bernie, I mean, he could be the next Teddy Roosevelt, but that's just not how things work.
God.
He got in bed with the loonies.
Don't make me sit here and think and fantasize about what it would be like if we had President Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
It would be better, dude. I don't give a fuck what the Senate or the House. They could be both Republicans. I mean, at least there wouldn't be a crazy person in the White House.
Well, and I think Bernie would use the bully pulpit. I think he'd be on TV and on Twitter. And I think he would probably be on Twitter like Trump, maybe. But not saying the horrible, dumb, crazy shit like Trump is.
He would be saying,
the 1%ers are trying to take your money.
He would be shaming Congress.
Yeah.
He would be shaming the Senate, and he'd be fucking shaming Congress. And rightly so.
So there you go. Trump strong-arming the House today, saying, if you guys don't vote for this, you're going to lose your seats in 2018.
Literally strong-arming with that fucking handshake of his.
Yeah, that sad little man handshake where he pulls you in.
Yeah, dude.
So macho.
I have a couple of questions in this neighborhood related to Trump. Okay, so he has the weird handshake thing going on. That's fine. We all understand that. It's fucked up. He's got to yank you into his personal space and fuck your shoulder up. But then he wouldn't shake Angela Merkel's hand in that meeting?
Well, now they're saying he didn't hear her.
Oh my God.
Is what the administration is trying to say, that he didn't hear her say, do you want to shake again?
And then the other thing is, like, why in the fuck was he walking around the White House holding Theresa May's hand? The British PM. He held her. Did you
She
read
wouldn't
that?
Let him grab her pussy.
Did you see anything about that? That is the most bizarre shit ever. What is up with him and his hands and holding people?
I don't know.
He's weird.
It's a control thing. Yeah, it's a total
shit
control
going
thing
on with this guy.
He initiates physical contact and dominates, and it's a sad little pee testicled man move where you gotta try to dominate through ridiculous little physical mind fucks.
It just feels like there's just no way on earth this guy can be normal doing anything.
Right,
and it's frustrating. It's like you read these headlines, it's like, dude, can you act like a fucking human being for a day? For a day, motherfucker.
Yeah, I think that's too much to ask.
Oh, God.
He can only handle 10 minutes at a time, right? Isn't that what we figured out, that he reads his teleprompter for like 9 or 10 minutes, and then he starts losing it and starts going off the rails?
Dude, I started reading this fucking article today, and I got frustrated because I figured out the whole point of the article is they did a poll and found out that Trump looks most presidential.
Poll.
When he's doing presidential things.
Oh, wow.
It's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever read. But he actually gets a bump in his approval rating when he's seen doing things like giving a speech.
Putting a wreath somewhere,
right,
some
exactly,
shit like that.
He's honoring Andrew Jackson.
God.
Because he looks normal, kind of. Kind of. He looks normal. Like, if you muted him during a State of the Union, it would still look weird. He would still look fucked up.
Little tiny hands waving around, doing okay signs and shit.
Why is he so fucked up?
Pointing. We've got word also, there's a report out that, you know, the FBI is investigating all this Russian shenanigans and everything.
Bullshit.
But now there's a report out from McClatchy News Services.
Yes.
That the FBI is also investigating how Russia used internet bots.
Yes.
To push these pro-Trump news stories on social media like Facebook and Twitter. And the stories they were pushing were from places like the Kremlin-backed RT News.
Okay.
Breitbart.
Right.
And InfoWars.
InfoWars, man. God damn it, this is insane.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Thanks for the advice.
The federal investigators are examining whether far-right news sites played any role in last year's Russian cyber operation.
Yes. Yes, they did.
That dramatically widened the reach of news stories, some fictional.
Right.
That favored Donald Trump's presidential bid. So Comey said yesterday, and the admiral, it's just horrible. I forgot the admiral's name next to him. From yesterday, agreed that initially they wanted to, A, hurt Hillary, and if by helping Trump that was hurting Hillary, that's awesome. And yeah, they wanted to help him. Then a little while later, they figured out there's no fucking way Trump's going to win. So they the Russians shifted to just pure Hillary smear. That's when all the assholes on our page, on Facebook and Twitter and all that, started saying, look, I'm no Trump fan, but I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Trump fan,
but
Hillary, I can't believe there's Hillary vagina prints all over that.
You know, many dirtbag, shithead, fuckfaced, stand-up comedian acquaintances said similar things. You know, Hillary's corrupt, I can't stand her, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to have to pick the lesser of two evils.
Well, they were fleeced
by this
Russian wave of misinformation.
Right.
They were reading the Breitbart stories and the InfoWar stories.
So like
that were disseminated through bots, a bot network. It wasn't even the like real people. They would have one guy in charge of 50 accounts.
Right. And what would happen? They would just
automatically just blast out thousands of tweets and thousands of Facebook
with like hashtags and shit like that.
Yep.
God damn. It's so stupid. It's so insane. You think about how the election went and all these idiot theories about how Hillary's too corrupt. I mean, it's fiction.
These bots spread links not only to fake news stories, but also to Democratic emails posted on WikiLeaks.
No shit, man.
Especially those hacked from Podesta. In other words, Pizzagate.
Oh, my God. The dog next door is named after the Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
He's not.
It was a comet.
It says that, as an example, bots had spread links to fictional stories accusing Clinton of involvement in running a child sex ring in the basement of a Washington pizza parlor.
My God, could you imagine reading that story if you're Hillary Clinton?
Those posts.
It's not true.
To remind everyone, inspired a North Carolina man to drive to Washington and fire an assault weapon in the restaurant because he was going to go save the babies, save the kids that are getting porked in the pizza place.
You know why that sucks? It's because she's out on the campaign trail, or maybe now just out in general, and she sees a kid. It's going to be some lunatic right-wing nut job like, don't let her touch my kid. She runs this fucking weird-ass thing in this pizza place.
One study of the bot-generated Twitter traffic showed that the bot messages during the one of the Trump-Clinton campaign debates.
Bot-generated Twitter traffic.
Right.
I love
it. So during the debates,
yes,
showed that the bot messages favorable to Trump significantly outnumbered those pro-Clinton. So they just blasted robots all over Twitter and Facebook
and they
to try to drown out the actual story and the actual and conversations.
If you're one of these guys, you were on the fence about Hillary or Trump, and then you see this shit, you're like, well, you know, I can support Trump. Some other people are that seem reasonable. Maybe he's not a total Nazi.
You log on to tweet some stupid cat meme, and you see trending, Hillary fucks children.
Yeah, hashtag and if you Hillary, don't follow fucking politics like we do, or...
Hashtag Pizzagate. Well, what's that?
Yeah, yeah.
And well, you click on Pizzagate it, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God.
Or, what's this spirit dinner bullshit? What do you mean? Paul Podesta's eating steak with jizz on it. I don't want him in the White House.
Yeah, Hillary and Podesta are Satanists.
Oh, yes.
Participating in satanic rituals.
Fuck
it's like, what? And then you look and you find out that somebody invited Podesta to a dinner that he never went to.
Does it make you...
He didn't go.
He didn't even go. Much less the jizz.
Right.
I mean, it kind of makes you nuts. You think of all the time you spent reading stories, obsessing about the fucking election, and a lot of it was fake.
Well, right.
We were existing in a fantasy world.
I think it was Schumer who's actually going there now, who Chuck Schumer, who said today, you know, maybe we should be slowing down on these Gorsuch hearings given what's going on with the FBI. So he's kind of saying, look, if this presidency proves to be completely illegitimate and there was collusion.
Yeah.
Not only is that impeachable, but doesn't that disqualify the whole election? This isn't the kind of thing where you say then, oh, okay, well, we'll just hand it to Pence.
No.
We'll impeach Schittler and hand it to Pence. That ain't how it works, boo-boo. We want a new election.
And also,
we want a new election.
And also, what do you do if there's corruption throughout his whole administration? I mean, what if you can't say for certain that Pence isn't involved? I mean, what? You're getting rid of Schittler? You're putting in Pence, who's...
Right.
In bed with Russia?
Earlier we talked about Fox and Friends.
Boo.
Well, Fox News in general, I mean, have a lie down. Prepare yourselves for this news because...
Have a lie down.
You might pass out.
Oh, shit.
We found out that the ridiculous claim about the British GCHQ...
Oh, yeah.
Because Obama did not have the power to order a wiretap.
Is it true Obama just phoned up Moneypenny and was like, listen, so I need this done.
Moneypenny.
Send out James Bond and not Sean Connery, that other one.
We found out that came from Trump watching Fox and Friends.
Oh my God.
When this great legal mind, to quote Trump, Judge fucking Andrew Napolitano.
We never had
a former, like, he's not some brilliant former federal judge. He's some little shitbag bench judge from Jersey.
So how does he have this job on Fox? Like, how is he a talking head?
He's a brilliant legal mind.
Oh, okay. Jesus fucking Christ.
So he said on Fox and Friends, of course, 100% unchallenged by asshole 1, 2, and 3 on the couch.
You mean Ainsley Earhart didn't come out and say, oh, you know.
Do you have any evidence of that, Judge Napolitano? She would have been fired.
Yeah.
Shut up, little girl.
Right.
Steve Doocy.
Yeah, we're going to put you back in the room with Roger Ailes, his little fucking fat white tentacles.
Napolitano has been let go, apparently, from Fox.
Shit.
Holy fucking shit.
Why, man? I mean...
Shep Smith, even, on the day that it came out, Shep Smith angered, of course, all of the really right-wing nut jobs who want him gone.
Oh, yeah. Rhino!
By saying, look, Fox News cannot corroborate anything that Napolitano said about these sources that he told him that Obama went to GCHQ.
So are they firing Napolitano because they thought he was being dishonest?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's next at Fox?
Well,
I'm not going to see any leg.
Well, okay, maybe not. But because here at Media Matters, Yes. It says, well, there's other things going on. You know, he's Murdoch owns Sky TV in Britain. It's one of their biggest.
Hello.
And it's trying to merge with something. And they're still trying to wash the taint of that whole phone tapping scandal off
of them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. Because Rupert Murdoch had his phone tapped.
No, he was doing
that's right.
His people were doing the tapping.
Well, that's journalism.
Yeah.
That's his journalism. Jeez, dude.
I don't even think it was tapping. I don't think it was that sophisticated. I think they literally just called in celebrities' voicemails and just kept trying four-digit numbers until they got in.
Oh, my God. You got to be shitting me.
I think that's how one guy said he did it.
That's insane.
So it wasn't, they weren't listening to the actual phone calls in that case.
Right.
They were listening to all the voicemails.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Over at Media Matters, it says the reason that they benched senior judicial analyst.
Good Lord.
Andrew Napolitano is not that he pushed.
Senior judicial analyst.
His fake theory.
Yeah,
because they say here at Media Matters, wild fantasies are his bread and butter.
Yeah, they wouldn't have not hired him at Fox because of that. He's known for it, right?
He's dabbled in 9/11
truther-ism.
Ooh.
Yeah, now we're talking.
He's suggested that Osama bin Laden isn't really dead.
Oh, duh. Come on.
At one point he said Abraham Lincoln said about the most murderous war in American history.
But he's dead, though, right?
Over slavery.
He's not disputing the fact that...
That Lincoln's dead?
Yeah, he's
not,
I think he
probably agrees with that one.
That's a fucked up statement, though, about the Civil War. God, he's nuts.
So the theory here at Media Matters is that they didn't fire this asshole for what he said because he said worse in the past.
Yeah.
They're worried about the fact that it blew up when Spicy quoted him. Who would know what that fucker said? Who watches Fox and Friends except idiots?
Schindler!
But I mean, who would have known it?
Oh, nobody.
We wouldn't
nobody
have heard of this
fucking
Napolitano
that.
Bullshit. It's
no
some
way.
Fox News idiot.
Right.
But when Spicy decided to read that quote in his little 20-minute diatribe of, look, here's all the proof we have of Obama wiretapping. And he's reading like assholes like Napolitano and stories from WND.
He should have done the same thing he did with Trump care. He should have brought a ream of paper out like, look at all our evidence. See how thick it is?
Well, it became an international incident when Spicy read that shit out. And then the UK was like, this is some bollocks.
Bullets.
This is bullshit. And they're like, we want an apology from the administration, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's insane.
They said a couple of administration people had to call the UK and be like, no, we're just kidding. But they're saying that the coverage of the comments around the UK was really extensive. And because it was Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Yes.
That... the real Goebbels of our time, Rupert Murdoch, it may be hurting his chances of buying this satellite company, the Sky News.
Rupert Murdoch, why must you buy that? Honestly,
he wants to spread his bullshit farther.
God,
and wants to be richer and have his creepy empire go farther.
Quit being nuts. You got a big enough fucking empire, man. You need to buy this fucking news.
So that's why
television department.
That's the why Media Matters over here thinks that he got shit canned. Not because
This makes sense.
What he said was awful, but because of the awful things he said got them in trubs, and that it might hurt Murdoch's little stiffy that he's got to buy this Sky News network.
Yeah, and the optics are bad. I keep hearing people talking about optics with all this shit, with Twitler's optics, how it looks to the American people, what he's doing. It's insane. It looks bad.
He previously sought to take over Sky News, back then known as B Sky B, whatever, in 2010, but was forced to withdraw in response to the investigation of phone hacking.
Oh, shit. That was nuts, though. I mean, that's just like, that's totally fucking illegal. You can't listen to somebody's conversation.
So there you go. That's probably why Napolitano, it wasn't scruples. It wasn't journalistic integrity.
And it wasn't just a coincidence. Right?
It was, oh my gosh, it's going to hurt my chances maybe of buying, making my evil propaganda empire even bigger.
Right.
I hope the Brits just fuck him and yank it and tell him, nope, no sky what? For you.
But on some level, even if you run like a Breitbart or an Alex, God, as I'm saying this, I'm disagreeing with myself. Or if you run an InfoWars, don't you have to on some level look sane? I mean, don't you have to have people that can go out there and talk into a camera and not sound like they're totally batshit crazy?
That would be nice.
But if we're talking about Breitbart and InfoWars and shit like that, I guess you do not.
I mean, even all that
so
shit with
stupid.
Tommy Lauren or whatever, Tommy Lauren.
Oh, with Glenn Beck.
Well, okay with her rampant racism, xenophobia, anti-LGBT.
Yes.
But she says she's pro-choice. Get off of my station.
She thinks a woman should be able to do whatever she wants to with her own body. That's worse than racism.
What else is going on here? Oh, here's a good story.
Yes.
This is fun. This is, oh my God, is this Florida again? It is. Deltona, Florida.
Deltona.
Do we know where that is?
What is it again?
Deltona. Is it near Daytona maybe? And
Deltona sounds so white trashy, dude. I have no idea. Deltona. Fuck you.
Deltona, Florida.
Yes.
Is the most populous city in Volusia County.
Volusia.
Located on the northern shore of Lake Monroe along the St. John's River in central Florida.
Gators, baby. Gators all fucking day.
It's the most populous city, and it's got 80,000 people.
Oh, my God.
So it ain't huge.
Snakes. Shit tons of snakes, gators, mountain lions, and bears.
And Trump
voters.
The most terrifying.
Ooh, the worst.
And probably this one. A 30-year-old Deltona woman was arrested yesterday after a 3-year-old boy grabbed her loaded gun and shot out the window of a car parked at a church school.
God.
A 3-year-old.
Dang.
She had, her name is Abby Maldonado, had a toddler in the car with her when she drove to the Good Shepherd Academy.
Oh, my God.
To pick up her son from school. So there's kids all over the place.
And how did the kid get the gun?
She got out to walk around, left the boy unsecured in the back of the vehicle with the rear passenger door propped open so she could keep an eye on him. She told investigators she was walking in the parking lot with some other parents when she heard a loud bang.
Holy fucking shit.
Went to the vehicle to check on the child. Walked around the parking lot some more. She then returned to the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Took the child into the school to go to the bathroom. Still didn't realize that the kid had shot off a gun.
The kid's 3?
When she got back to the car, she heard glass cracking and noticed that the front driver's side was shattered with a bullet hole in it.
God, that must have been an extreme oh, shit moment. How can a kid, like, pull a trigger, though?
She went back to the vehicle, noticed that her loaded gun wasn't in the driver's side door pocket where she left it.
That's where you keep your gun?
Oh, yeah. You got to shoot terrorists, Ryan, or rapists, or black people if they come up to you and look at you sad and turn into demon faces.
You know what
stuff.
You put in that little fucking tray or whatever that compartment's supposed to be? Ketchup packets. Receipts you'll never look at. Old French fries.
Use Kleenex.
Bullshit. A fucking gun just out there, unsecured.
With a 3-year-old in the car.
And I guess the 3-year-old, I was like,
pleased that she's been arrested, by the way.
Oh, yeah. But how did the 3-year-old even know what to do with the gun?
She found the gun on the front seat. She says, I normally keep it locked in the trunk. That's probably bullshit. Then why did you feel the need to drop it in the pocket, you lying sack of
shit?
It
always is. I bet it's always there.
She's had her concealed carry permit from Florida for a whole month.
Oh, God. How's it going?
She was arrested and charged with child neglect. Good.
Well, what about child neglect? I mean, no offense. Fuck your kid. It's shooting at me. Your child is shooting at me.
Another parent, parent Mary Justino said, I'm shaking right now to think that, just a child could grab that. Thank God he didn't get hurt. Thank God nobody got hurt.
Absolutely. The bullet's flying out of a fucking window.
Somebody innocently
lunatic.
Walking by and some toddlers slinging lead at you.
Was the safety not on?
Well, apparently not. God. Or he flipped the safety.
Yeah, that little fucking kid is if there's a safety, man. How about this kid, though? Smart, right? Three-year-old figured out how to shoot a gun.
The principal of the school released a statement. We're thankful to God that no one was injured.
Oh, God, you fucking wackos. This is no time for science fiction. That you're thankful to God.
Listen to this. This is a reminder that accidents do happen. And we encourage everyone to exercise caution and extra responsibility, especially on school grounds where so many children are present. Why do we have to tell people, kindly don't bring a loaded gun and leave it in your fucking pocket of your door?
Dude, this bitch left her gun unattended and her kid found it. Yeah. Who's three?
Yeah.
And shot it at the school. The principal's releasing a statement. The statement should be like, what the fuck is going on here?
We encourage parents to never leave children unattended in a vehicle. Any suspected violation of Florida gun statutes on school property will be immediately reported by Good Shepherd Academy. Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, we're going to call the popo.
I mean, what?
Why did that woman need a concealed carry permit? I want to know what job she has,
God,
or where she's transporting money, or what's happening. Is she a diamond salesperson?
Oh, yes. You notice in that statement from the school how careful they were to not even blame the gun?
Oh,
not even,
of course.
Because listen, I know this is if you're a fucking pro-gun person, you hate this argument more than anything. But honestly, guns kill people, and had there not been a gun in that car, it would have been difficult for the three-year-old to shoot the window out. If a gun wasn't there.
Right.
It might have been
kind of impossible.
Yeah, maybe impossible.
Then he would have just put the car and drive like normal kids fucking up cars.
Oh, yes. How nice. You shouldn't leave a kid unattended in the fucking car anyway. Right?
Right.
God, everything is bad about this story. So ridiculous, dude.
There's we were talking about Trump a little bit. There's yesterday I think we talked about, go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher. Hey, leave us a nice review if you'd be so kind. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps. Just helps you out. Helps us out over here at Screaming Liberal Media.
By the way, I bet the mother of the three-year-old that shot off that gun, Trump voter.
Oh, I would.
Trump supporter.
Probably.
Wholeheartedly.
I would bet along with that.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yesterday we talked about how there's reports that, you know, Trump basically ignores.
Yes.
His actual intelligence briefings.
Well, he's watching all this television. Well, there you go. Man. He's tweeting.
There's a new report out.
Yes,
that says that he records cable news throughout the day so that he can catch up before he goes to bed every night on how he is being covered. He's not trying to see what's going on in the world.
Oh, my God. He wants to see how he's mentioned.
He wants to see how he's being talked about and covered.
This is nothing good about a guy like Donald Trump being president. There's nothing good about this.
New York Magazine reporter Gabriel Sherman said, quote, people in Trump world say basically it's a lot of Fox.
Oh, my God.
But the other thing he does, from a source close to the White House, is that he DVRs basically all of cable news.
But they play it all.
He jumps around.
Fucking
day. Jumps around.
They play the same content all fucking day, unless it's one of the normal programs, right? You don't really need to DVR it.
The columnist said, it's kind of remarkable when you think about it that someone would actually want to watch cable news recorded. But Trump apparently does. When he goes back up to the residence at the end of the day, you know, Melania ain't there. We're paying millions of dollars a week to keep her stilettoed ass and Barron going to his.
Did they live in Mar-a-Lago?
I have less problem with the whole Barron thing, I guess. That if it was going to actually end in a month or two, I can almost see them saying, look, we want the kids to finish out, want them to finish out school. And then next, you know, in the summer, we'll move to the White House. Now there's reports saying that she's never coming. She doesn't want to.
It's the White House.
So we're going to be paying for her to be living in Trump Tower under full security. We're going to be paying for Trump to be flying back and forth to Mar-a-fucking-Lago and the White House.
I mean, don't you think, like, this, you get elected president, you want to live in the White House? I would just assume you did. I mean, you hear stories about it. You got a chef in there. It'll make you anything any time of day. Supposedly, Nixon put a fucking bowling alley in.
Yeah.
It's nice. Is that a shithole? Is it a shithole? I just don't fucking know.
It's probably in pretty good shape.
Is it not comfy? Jesus.
Says he goes back up to the residence at the end of the day, spends a lot of time flipping through cable networks, including CNN, which he hates.
Jeez.
He wants to catch up on the way he's being covered.
To what end, dude?
It says, columnist said, this is a man whose validation is cemented by how the media covers him.
Oh my God.
So he sort of obsessively monitors his media coverage.
And I bet you he sort of knows what reporters are more favorable to him or, you know, aren't as outwardly aggressive.
They say when he's watching live, it's primarily Fox, and that the president also consumes, quote, a heavy digest of Breitbart.
Oh, fuck.
Woohoo!
Oh, shit, man. It's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare. Breitbart is fake news.
Yes, much of it.
All that bullshit is fucking influencing Schittler's foreign policy, domestic policy. It's our government. Our fucking history right now is being written by Breitbart and InfoWars.
Yeah.
It's
Steve Bannon.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Spanking in the corner, watching the world burn.
And I don't know. I put some article on Facebook today. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Some article about big, gross Steve Bannon and all his fucking Nazi affiliation and all his bullshit. Read it. He's a big, slug, gross fucking asshole.
Speaking of.
Yes.
A fucking asshole. Let's call him a child raping asshole.
Oh, shit.
Roman Polanski. You may recognize that name.
Right, he got an Oscar.
He's in the news.
The Academy gave a rapist of children a statuette.
He's saying now that he wants to resolve the sexual misconduct conviction that has haunted him for 40 years now.
Oh, shit, dude. Well, what does he want to resolve?
Because he wants to visit the grave of his former wife, who was killed by Manson, Sharon Tate.
Jesus Christ.
He's been a fugitive since 1978.
Yes.
When he left the country a day before he was scheduled to be sentenced.
Right.
For, I believe it was, roofing and having sex with, or was Quaaludes.
Right.
Sorry, it was the 70s.
In Jack Nicholson's hot tub.
Quaaluding
right?
A 13-year-old.
Oh, my God.
13 years old.
Why do you think Roman Polanski kind of gets a pass from Hollywood about this? Because it's, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Is he that fucking, I mean, listen, I've seen some Roman Polanski movies and been like, holy shit, that's amazing.
The story is that they're claiming that the judge back then had promised Polanski that the 90 days that he was ordered to spend in state prison for a diagnostic study would be the total time he would be in jail.
Oh, okay.
And then they got wind the day before or something, or slightly before sentencing.
Yes.
That the judge wasn't going to do that, that he was maybe going to toss a little bit more of the book at him. And that's why he bailed.
He fled. How did he get out of the country? Did he have a fake passport or something? Or
probably nobody. His regular passport. Nobody's looking for him at the airport.
That's true.
At 78.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. How are you going to keep tabs on anybody?
You could strap a bomb vest to yourself and walk onto plane in 78.
Nobody's going to catch you. Fucking portable phones with the size of coffee tables.
So his lawyers are asking the California courts to close the books on the case, saying that he's already spent far more time behind bars than what was promised by the judge initially.
Oh, back in the day.
Yeah.
What you said.
But
raped a kid, you know.
California Superior Court judge will issue a decision later.
What in the fuck do you say to the family, to the victim, if you let this go?
I think the victim herself has already said, fuck it, let it go.
Right.
83, he's 83 years old.
Yeah.
He left Los Angeles January 31st, 1978, charged with 6 felony counts over allegations he drugged and raped a 13-year-old girl during a photo shoot at actor Jack Nicholson's house.
Jeez, Jack, what's going on back then? I mean, he's been banished to Paris, right?
He ended up pleading guilty to 1 count of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor.
Okay.
After the girl's family asked prosecutors to avoid a jury trial.
No, they want to traumatize their kid. I understand. I get it. God.
Or somebody sent some money their direction. I don't know.
You are probably correct.
They should have all of his money.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest with you.
And it's fucking Oscars. So what? He's good at making movies. Who gives a fuck? Could you imagine you got raped by Roman Polanski? Then you got to hear somebody like me say, I really like The Pianist. Whatever the fuck that was. He won the last Oscar for.
And they're saying that at the time, I guess the lawyers are kind of saying, you know, things have changed since 1978.
Yes.
And I think they're saying, well, you can't. People are judging him now by, like, it was less of a crime back then. I think they're trying to get away with saying that one of the lawyers said, well, the judge had promised that 90 days he would go to a state prison for mental health evaluation,
right,
and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And that would be his, then he would go on probation.
Right.
The lawyer said that's how it was done at the time. Give him a taste of state prison, put him on probation for a first offense like that.
Yeah. Did that compare to other cases? That kind of sentence, you know, like
says the judge was about to renege on his promise.
Oh shit.
That he was concerned about the negative press coverage if he were to let Polanski off lightly.
No
and then
shit.
Was planning to issue a stiffer sentence than he had first suggested. But
right.
The lawyers are saying that it was a deal. It was a plea deal.
And he went back on it.
And that he was going to go back on it. Even the lead prosecutor at the time is now saying, his name is Roger Gunson.
Yes.
The lead prosecutor said that the way the judge handled the pre-sentencing was a sham. I'm not surprised Polanski left under those circumstances, the guy says.
So why would he trust him, I guess? To keep his word or?
But the current LA district attorney is still opposing any attempt by Polanski to conclude the case without him returning to the U.S. They're trying to say, just let it go. But L.A. is saying he'll get a fair hearing when he shows his 83-year-old ass up in court.
Yeah.
Then maybe they'll let it go, but he's got to come here.
And the only reason he wants this case to go away is so he can visit some fucking grave in America.
Well, yeah, plus so come what? To America without having to. I mean, poor Polanski.
Why
he's been
he
stuck
come?
In Europe
in
his
Paris.
Whole life. Yeah.
You've been to Paris. How would you describe it? As hell?
Yeah,
is it
horrible.
Is it a virtual hellscape?
To be a wealthy celebrity in Paris. Oh, no.
Look at all these fucking baguettes. I'm in hell.
The district attorney says it's not in the interest of justice to give wealthy celebrities different treatment from other fugitives. Okay, no. I agree.
Yeah. But
even if he got screwed
right.
By a deal, I mean, what he did was heinous, and he should have received
a
horrible punishment. But
he raped
if the fucking judge promised and had a plea deal set up, then that is kind of bullshitty.
I mean, bullshit, because then, like,
first of all, it's bullshit. He should have just gotten the book thrown at him.
Absolutely.
But if the judge did do that, then I guess I kind of get why he bailed too. Doesn't make him any less of a child rapist.
And why do we need to fuck him? So he can't come over here. So he can't come to America. So what?
He just won an Oscar.
Yeah,
he's doing okay.
He won a fucking Oscar, man.
So he couldn't pick it up live,
right?
And even most recently, I think we did a story not that long ago where they were trying to, was it Switzerland, Poland, a couple of different countries have.
Yes,
the U.S. has been trying to expedite or extradite him still.
Oh, when he travels around Europe, say when he okay.
And I think it was, we just did the story not that long ago that another country recently said, well, no, we're not going to extradite him.
Here's what I don't understand, and maybe I'm dumb or whatever, but why doesn't a bunch of guys in France, wherever he fucking lives, put him in a sack, and just fly back to this country?
It's kind of not.
You throw, hey,
it's
look,
kind of not how we do things.
You just let him out in the terminal and you arrest him.
I don't think that's how we do things.
All right.
I think rendition is on other soil is looked down upon.
Yes. Sad.
So he said that that he would like to come to California to visit the grave of his wife
off.
Who was killed by
No, too bad.
Who was killed wife and unborn child who were killed.
Oh God, that sucks. By Manson.
By Manson's people.
Ooh, what a horror scene. Jesus Christ.
So we'll let you know what's going on with that story of Roman Polanski.
Fucked up, man.
Hmm?
Fucking Manson.
Yeah.
How many celebrities was Manson involved with? Everybody on the Beach Boys is fucking Roman Polanski.
Yeah, there's a weird culty thing going on, right?
Very strange. God, that was before the internet, you know?
Probably sold drugs. I mean, possibly was part of it. Part of it may be.
Well, there's nothing else to do either. Oh, I got to join this cult. There's no VCRs even back then to rent movies.
Right. Yeah. You had to rent the whole film.
Yeah.
Thing.
So now I got all this time on my hands. Of course, I'm going to join your cult, Mr. Manson. What are you into?
I've got a story here.
Yeah, yes.
Then I'm waiting for something else to open. So let's talk about this. Dildo Riley.
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite.
Dildo Riley has a little bit of advice for the POTUS.
POTUS!
Who's, kind of a bud, right? They're buds.
Oh, yeah. They get along.
So last night, the best that Dildo Riley could come up with
to, like,
for the president, you know, in his talking points memo where he reads the teleprompter, and then for those along who I guess want to hate along, they can read exactly what he's saying off on the side.
Does he give advice to POTUS on this segment?
So yesterday, after the Intelligence Committee hearing where Comey said, there's what he said was bullshit about Obama.
He lied.
Bill O'Reilly critiqued the arguments.
Yes.
Of both the right and the left, because, he's fair and balanced.
Oh, fuck yes, he is.
He said President Trump made a serious mistake in accusing his predecessor of wiretapping.
Jesus.
But then he called out the Democrats for not caring about the leaks to the media.
God! I feel like we're in some weird world where something is called a mistake, which to me is a mistake. It's something like where you misspeak and your intent is not to lie or not to do wrong. You just fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's different than saying Obama wiretapped Trump Towers. That's just making shit up.
Right.
That's not a mistake.
So the brilliant advice that he has for the president,
yes,
is he thinks that the claim that Obama wiretapped him has, quote, harmed the president. he says, quote, in the future, the president would be wise to embrace only facts in his pronouncements. Wow, dildo.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Thanks for the advice, man.
If slap my forehead. Had I only thought of that.
Why'd you wait till now? Why didn't you say that earlier?
What an embarrassment.
It's so stupid. It's a fucking, you know, a right-wing nut job. Fucking journalist has to come on TV and say this.
Bill O'Reilly.
He lies all the fucking time.
Exactly.
He lied about being on a porch when somebody blew their brains out.
Yes.
Right? Wasn't that him?
Yeah.
He lied about being...
He claimed that he was...
At Granada.
He heard the gunshot. The guy killed himself. And then they found out that the day the guy killed himself, Bill O'Reilly was in Houston. Was like 12 hours, 10 hours away.
He actually said that he was on the guy's doorstep when the dude...
I believe that's what he said.
...blew his brains out. And now he was mistaken. And that wasn't the case.
Yeah, oops.
Who would forget? So dumb. That's going to be the... Listen, I don't give a shit who you are. The day you walk up to somebody's door, you knock on it, and then you hear a gunshot, and then bam, they shot themselves. That's the day you went to knock on somebody's door right when they were blowing their brains out. I don't care what else happens that day. That's what happened that day. You don't forget it.
Right. Oh, this is interesting. There's a new report from The Guardian.
Yes. Kind of conservative now.
Is saying that German bank Deutsche Bank.
Nine!
Which has loaned $300 million to Donald Trump.
No shit. That seems like a lot.
The bank was part of a global money laundering scheme.
Oh.
Led by Russian criminals. They call it the Global Laundromat.
He laundered all the money.
Between 2010 and 2014, Deutsche Bank and dozens of financial institutions processed at least $20 billion in money of, quote, criminal origin from Russia.
And we're sitting here wondering about a sad little sack of $12 million Paul Manafort got.
They made fake loans to each other.
Yes.
Underwritten by Russian businesses. And then they would subsequently default on those debts.
Yes.
Courts would enforce judgments against the companies, which would that effectively green light massive transfers of money. So the court would say, you owe them $10 million. And they would say, oh, thank you. We got to clean up this dirty money anyway.
That is fucking brilliant.
Amazing.
Holy shit.
They're saying that Deutsche Bank acted as a correspondent bank.
All right.
For something from Latvia.
Dude, there's shenanigans everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I just read about some gambling ring that was being conducted out of Trump Towers that somebody, the FBI, they were surveilling or some bullshit like that. I mean, it was some Russian bullshit, some Russian gambling ring.
Oh, I think that's what they're saying might be how Trump is going to point and say, look, 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 I was right. That the FBI was investigating the Russians and tapped them, surveilled them in Trump Tower, and that's how Trump's going to see, look, I was being, Trump Tower was being surveilled, I was
right. So was there really a Russian gambling ring in there?
Oh, I didn't see the
I mean, I'm just wondering if the story is bullshit, if it's the cover for his lie. God, that's bananas.
I mean, it,
what difference does it make?
Does he try to cover lies?
No.
I mean,
no, not really. He lies and he says something insane the next day, so you forget what he said the previous day. And so on and so forth. And it works.
So this is a bank that he owes
$300 million
to. So you never, there's the smell of Russia.
Ooh.
All over many of these transactions. And, you know, he could make it all go away tomorrow. He could make it all go away tomorrow by releasing his tax returns.
Right.
What is he hiding? What are you hiding, Donnie?
Yeah, and it's a $300 million loan. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of money. I mean, people would do bad shit to get rid of a three, $100 million bill, don't you think?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's go to West Virginia.
Oh, God.
Where, have you heard of the, once every weekend, one weekend every March?
Yes.
In the town of Welch, West Virginia.
Fuck ye.
This is over at the Washington Post.
Guy's like eight syllables in that town's name. Welch.
Almost every resident in town crowds into the bleachers of the local armory to watch their friends and neighbors beat the shit out of each other.
God, that's awesome.
It's Fight Club. Called the Rough and Rowdy.
Jesus.
Once a year, draws more than 2,000 spectators a night.
Damn.
In a city of 3,000.
Holy fuck. What do you do? Just bet on these fights all night?
They say that the town is nestled so deep in the mountains, your cell phone won't ring.
No shit. Well, you're getting the life beaten out of you by some loon?
It says Briar Morgan, who's been coming to the fight since he was a little boy and works the bell at the event.
Oh my God. I grew up going to these, what do they call them?
Rough and Rowdies.
Oh geez.
Winners leave with a trophy, a jacket, and a check for $1,000.
And brain damage.
Briar Morgan says, people love violence.
Oh yeah. God.
You got a bunch of people down here who just want to show their badass.
Well, then give them chainsaws. Make it more violent. If people love violence, then they would love what? More violence. So give them chainsaws and hatchets to go after each other. Why don't you do that, dickhead? God.
But the scary thing is that people are some people might be doing this just on the hope that they can win that $1,000.
Of
how
fucking course.
Horrible that someone's like, maybe I'll be able to feed my kids for a month if I go get the shit beat out of me or I go beat the shit out of someone.
$1,000. That's a lot of money.
It's in McDowell County, which used to be the largest coal exporting county in the United States. At its peak in the 50s, the county had 100,000 residents.
Jesus Christ. Now look, what's replaced coal? Violence?
Yeah. Fucking Thunderdome.
That's like literally society de-evolving. We're going back to where we just beat each other in the face because there's nothing to watch on television.
They say, according to the Washington Post, Welch is now a graveyard of shuttered storefronts. Sitting in the shadow of empty hillsides. 4 out of every 5 people moved away as the coal industry went bye-bye.
God, could you imagine? You're moving away. Why? Because every week there's this weird-ass fucking fight club that happens, and it's creepy.
Local shops closed. Even the local Walmart closed last year.
Oh, shit. Then nobody's there.
I'm sure the local Walmart killed many of those local shops first.
And then they couldn't support themselves.
One of the few ways that maybe people could make a living. And then Walmart shows up and says, Mr. Pharmacist, we'll be happy to put you out of business and pay you $10 an hour.
But then, you know, it's kind of interesting. What happens when Walmart fails then? Do those businesses come back? Probably not.
I would hope they would have to. I mean, but it's only, you know, the town's emptying out though. So,
God,
the state's poorest county has the shortest life expectancies in the nation.
Well, they've got this thing where they make a sport out of beating each other to death. Of course.
All that's left is a movie theater, a dollar store, a liquor shop, and a couple of fast food joints.
Invest in that liquor shop. That's where the money is in this place, that liquor store, right?
On weekends and actually on weeknights, people gather around 30 packs of beer in their garages. There's no bar, and the nearest bar is an hour's drive away. So they just buy 30 packs, and they turn their garage into the local.
Yeah, they go beat each other.
Into their pub, yeah.
God.
But every March, they still have the Rough and Rowdy.
Every March. Oh, it's just once a year. Okay.
The It said,
the rough and rowdy motherfucker.
They talk about these brothers who first attended the tournament as boys. They traveled 30 minutes from their home in War, West Virginia.
W-A-R. Oh, my God.
They probably say war.
Hey, you have 30 minutes to go get in a fight.
It says they used to watch in wonderment as their older cousins and uncles stepped into the ring and got pummeled.
And nobody ever said to these kids, listen, Uncle so-and-so does this, but he's kind of fucked up. I wouldn't suggest it for you.
The rules of the brawl are simple.
Yes.
Anyone between the ages of 18 and 35 can sign up as long as they haven't boxed professionally.
We're too old. You can't do the rough and rowdy.
I'm okay with that. After passing a physical, they enter the single elimination tournament to compete in refereed boxing matches with 3 1-minute rounds.
It's
so you're just getting in and you beat the shit out of each other.
Right. I mean, it's kind of fun sometimes to watch like kids wrestle. They're hilarious. I mean, you could do it with little kids,
yeah,
or rough and rowdy.
But untrained people getting into the...
It's all insane.
Aren't you asking...
Yes.
...for someone being deceased by the end of this somehow?
Yeah.
Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing?
Oh, and then the other thing is they're all on meth.
There may be.
They're all on meth that they're in this. There's no way a guy, or steroids or something, or they're big juice heads, you know what I mean? There's no way a guy, you know, this is not a legitimate sport.
They have them, the annual fights, during the first weekend of the month, so that people can afford the buy-in, because that's when they get their government checks.
God fucking damn it. How is society specifically... How are we failing this town? There must be something we could have done better to make it so. I don't give a fuck how small the town is. There's got to be something else to do other than beat the shit out of each other. Right?
Right.
What is the fucking point otherwise? What's the point in having an army and in voting and elections and everything? If the only recourse we're going to have at the end of the day is you beat the living fuck out of each other. It's fucking insane.
Right. This is what they've come to.
Oh, my God. So stupid. Does anybody do karaoke? How about a karaoke night?
Right. So, and these are the people that are assuredly across the board all Trump voters.
I don't know how much you spend on this rough and rowdy, but damn, I'll do stand-up out there. I imagine it might be more entertaining than watching somebody's face get beaten in. Probably not. I don't know. They need something there.
I just read a crazy sci-fi book not that long ago where it was like a dystopian kind of thing. And they had shit like this. They had people who would humiliate themselves for the public.
Shit on me.
Yeah. Like you go throw rotten fruit at people. You get to go, right. You know, for more money, we could throw rocks at you. Maybe if you survive, you'll have a gold piece.
Well, listen, if Nazi Pig Bannon gets his way and we have this apocalypse, I mean, there shit like this will happen because your entertainment will have to be something you could do with your hands or, you know, with yourself live in front of people.
Right.
And, you know, so, I mean, you're going to have shit like this, right? I mean, you're going to have people fighting each other. I mean, especially if you're going to win money. From the apocalypse, maybe this is how you get marijuana.
It is. It's Thunderdome.
Right.
Thunderdome.
I mean, I might get in the ring if that's the only way. If there's no weed left on the planet and you have to fight for it. Maybe I'm not.
Battling. Like that. We've got a few minutes left here at the big show. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4
Hell
p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah.
GrabDiving.com.
That's right.
Good news for Tom Brady. I know you were concerned about him.
Oh, yes. How's the little rich 1%er fuck nut? Hey, is he cheated, right? He made the balls.
Allegedly.
No, I thought it was proven.
Well, yeah.
Don't these guys fucking cheat?
Deflate
the Patriots?
Gate. Well, but he's white and privileged, so it's okay.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot.
And he's on the Patriots, so obviously they're American.
Oh, yes.
Tom Brady, they have located the stolen Super Bowl jerseys.
Oh, shit. Where are they? Where were they?
Listen to the money it sounds like they spent to find this fucking jersey. They say that the authorities had to go through approximately 20,000 different credentials to try to find a person that they saw on a Fox News footage.
Yes.
That showed some dude entering the locker room, and then you can see his back to the camera. He reaches into Tom Brady's bag, grabs the jersey, and stuffs it in a plastic bag and leaves. So in order to try to figure out who that guy was,
yeah,
they went through 20,000 of the credentials that people apparently might have had access to that. 20,000 people have access,
I guess,
to the fucking locker room?
Am I out of touch on this story? Because my feeling is, who fucking cares? Who gives a shit if Tom Brady had something stolen from him?
Well, but Houston police assigned a value of $500,000 to that jersey.
Oh, no, that's not how... Oh, you're telling me I could sell that jersey today and get $500,000. Somebody's going to give me $500,000.
Sports auctioneer Ken Golden says he believed it was worth that if it hit the open market. $500,000 for
that. Who's buying that?
Because of that historic comeback, that crazy comeback and everything.
What? This is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. I tell you what, there better not be one missing cat, one missing dog out there.
His jerseys from regular season games that he's worn are going for around $50,000. So a Super Bowl at $500,000, I guess it ain't that crazy.
It's super fucking stupid. It's stupid.
Well, it turns out, the Trump Panzees will love this. It's a Mexican guy, a Mexican journalist.
Oh, from Telemundo?
No.
Okay.
But he's the former director of a newspaper, the Mexican editorial organization, identified him as Martin Mauricio Ortega.
Nine.
Who used to be director of the newspaper Diario La Prensa.
And now...
That's Italian.
And now what? He steals shit?
They also found in his possession...
Yes.
A helmet, I believe. A Denver Broncos helmet.
Okay.
Who they think belongs to pass rusher Von Miller from Super Bowl 50. So this guy had...
You can't just steal shit, dumbass.
Yeah, he had other stuff. They also had two Brady jerseys. He had one from two Super Bowls ago. Jeez. So from 49 and 51.
Yeah.
They found the two.
What is he?
They're currently trying to authenticate the helmet. They think they know whose it is, though.
Is he a perv for, like, Tom Brady's sweat or something? Does he like Tom Brady? Is it just...
I guess.
Money thing? I mean, God, 500
grand. Well, where
are
you going to sell it?
500 grand. I don't know who the fuck buys that.
You can't steal it and sell it on the market, on the open market. It would have to be on the black market.
No, it has to be on the dark web.
Tom Brady is thrilled.
Yes.
I'm happy my jerseys have been recovered. I want to thank all of law enforcement agencies involved. I know they worked hard on this case.
Oh, suck
it,
dick.
Very much appreciated.
Oh.
Meanwhile, how many rape kits have piled up?
Oh, right. Tom, I don't give a fuck if you're happy. I don't care that they found your shit. I'm sad they did.
Hopefully
fuck
when
you.
I get the jerseys back, I can make something very positive come from this experience.
Sell them and donate the money to the ACLU, you shitface.
No, he'll probably donate it.
Right.
To a museum or something like that.
Yeah, Smithsonian. So what? I can stand there and stare at it? Take a picture of it. It's a fucking jersey he played a football game with.
I know.
God, how stupid is this shit? And the police are involved.
But this is a priority.
Oh, my God.
But our big hero lost his jersey, Ryan.
Is it Tom Brady and Donald Trump? Aren't they little fuck buddies? Don't they like each other? Aren't they buds?
I think Brady's a little coquettish, right? About, like, he didn't officially...
Oh, is he coy?
...endorse or whatever,
the
but...
Schittler?
Of course, Donald loves it because their name is the Patriots.
Of course! A fucking course,
You
man.
Know that's the only reason. Just like the only reason Ben Carson got housing in Urban development is because he's black. Yeah. The only reason that Trump likes the Patriots is because it's the Patriots.
He might be friends with Bob Kraft, that fucking 1%er.
He's from New York. Why doesn't he like the Giants? Why doesn't he like the Jets? No, he's got a little orange stiffy for the Patriots.
God, that is fucked up.
And I'm like I said, I'm willing to bet for no other reason.
And that's the most uncool team
than the name
to like. How do you root for the fucking Patriots? Everybody knows they cheat. They cheat. And the Deflategate thing, fucking Belichick's doing some weird shit with video camera. He's taping all your shit. He's spying on you.
Oh, they had that one before, yeah. Yeah.
How do you root for this fuckface?
It's very underhanded. Well, it's very Trumpian.
Right.
Win at all costs. It doesn't matter if Uncle Nipples helped him win, right? As long as the Republicans won, that's all they care about.
And meanwhile, these footballs, they get deflated on the way to the field, right? They found out that the game balls would come to some dude whose job it was to deliver him down to the field, and they figured out that there was some room this guy had to duck into, very quickly deflate all the balls, right. And then have them delivered to the field.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Didn't they have a recreation?
No, yeah, they did.
Nobody
could do it.
It would take him 4.7 seconds per ball to.
Oh, jeez,
so crazy.
Yeah, need to be a vampire to do that.
I actually think that we might be done for today.
Is this a wrap?
I think it might be a wrap.
It's a fucking wrap.
Let me. No, that's absolutely the wrong clip. There we go.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us this lovely, well, kind of gray and cloudy and cool here in Southern California today.
Drizzly.
Tuesday. But we're back tomorrow. Hump Day, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget all the other great entertainment here on the network.
Yay.
Also at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Nice. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great day, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Fuck you, Roman Polanski.
No more pussyfooting around.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.